This is VOA News. I'm Michael Brown. Israel and Hamas agreed to extend a temporary truce by another day, minutes before it was set to expire, according to Qatar, which has been mediating between the two sides. The truce was originally set to expire Thursday morning. Negotiations on extending it came down to the wire with last-minute disagreements over the hostages being freed by Hamas in exchange for another day of halt and fighting. The Qatari Foreign Ministry said the truce was being extended under the same terms as in the past, under which Hamas has released 10 Israeli hostages per day in exchange for 30 Palestinian prisoners. U.S. President Joe Biden spoke about an American woman released Wednesday.
Leah Panin is safe in Egypt. She's crossed the border. I talked with her mother and father. They're very appreciative, and things are moving well. She'll soon be home with her three children.
One of the commanding figures in U.S. foreign policy in the 20th century, Henry Kissinger, died on Tuesday, make that Wednesday. AP correspondent Ben Thomas will have that report coming up in our next hour. Meantime, after a fatal U.S. Air Force crash of an Osprey, Japan says they'll suspend their own flights of the aircraft. Rescuers search waters off Japan for seven U.S. Air Force personnel whose Osprey crashed during a training exercise. One person was found dead in the sea Wednesday, according to the Japanese Coast Guard. An emergency management official in the area where the crash occurred said people were told the aircraft had been spewing fire from a left engine before it went down. As always, for details on much more news, we invite you to join us at our website. That is voanews.com, also on the VOA mobile app. This is VOA News. In other news, Republicans in the U.S. House of Representatives are considering a formal vote to authorize the impeachment inquiry of President Biden. AP correspondent, Washington correspondent, that is, Sagar Magani, has more.
The probe began 2 months ago without an authorization vote, but GOP leaders are now pondering one, with White House lawyers arguing the investigation lacks constitutional legitimacy. While House Speaker Mike Johnson says Republicans have uncovered proof of Biden corruption,
these facts are alarming.
The probe has yielded no direct evidence of presidential wrongdoing.
I think our question is, impeach for what?
California Democrat Pete Aguilar says the GOP move is solely to please the former twice impeached president.
Yet another attempt to make him happy.
Donald Trump has been pushing the GOP to impeach his successor as payback. Johnson visited with Trump in Florida last week. Sagar Magani, Washington.
The top U.S. cyber defense agency says hackers are targeting industrial control systems widely used by water and sewage treatment utilities. We'll get more on that story from the AP's Lisa Dwyer.
The U.S. Cybersecurity and Infrastructure Security Agency issued the warning after a hacking group claimed credit for disabling a controller at a water utility near Pittsburgh. The attack effectively shut down pumping equipment Saturday at a station that regulates water pressure in two towns, forcing them to switch to manual backup. The attackers likely accessed the device by exploiting cybersecurity weaknesses, including poor password security and exposure to the internet. The equipment, identified as vulnerable, is used across multiple industries, including electric utilities and oil and gas producers. The Cyber Defense Agency is urging water and wastewater utilities to take steps to protect their facilities. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
NATO member Finland has closed its last remaining border with Russia. The move Wednesday comes after the government decided to seal the entire border with its eastern neighbor amid rising political tensions between the two countries. The decision to close the entire 1,340-kilometer border was made by Finland's government over concerns Moscow is using migrants to wage hybrid warfare to destabilize the Nordic country following its entry into NATO. Pope Francis' lung inflammation and associated breathing difficulties persist, but he is in stable condition with no fever, the Vatican said on Wednesday, adding he was continuing an antibiotic therapy. For details on much more news, we invite you to join us at our website, voanews.com, or the VOA mobile app. I'm Michael Brown, VOA News.